FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stars.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, will you take the chorus stop?
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TFYLP, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, episode number 283. Recorded April 7th, 2018. I am your host, Daron Land, a.k.a. Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Headmaster Don.
Hey, everybody.
Rick Alvarez.
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. And hear the lamentations of their women.
Wow.
That's the part of the G.I. Joe theme I don't remember.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that Conan was a G.I. Joe.
He almost was a He-Man.
Now, Conan the Adventurer was a good cartoon. I really enjoyed that one.
Don, I'm going to throw one at you. Pirates of Dark Water.
Did not really care for that, but it was more the animation style. But it too ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. And our fourth member of the show tonight, who doesn't remember Pirates of Dark Water because he was not yet born.
I've seen a few episodes, but it's been a while.
I've read Zach about Ritter. It in my history books.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Guardian of Forever showed it to me.
The Oracle. I read it in the Oracle.
The Oracle at Delphi.
Yeah. All right, well, hopefully.
Now, Jack. Before we get into the show, I want to ask, we were talking before the show went live about shows that we would watch, and we were talking about how Exo Squad ended on a cliffhanger, and War Planets ended on a cliffhanger, Pirates of Dark Water ended on a cliffhanger, the Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles ended on a huge cliffhanger,
and Sliders.
Sliders. Mm-hmm. So, Jack, you being on the younger side, I'm wondering, have you gone back and seen, like, Headmasters and Beast Wars and Victory and all that, and G2? Have you gone back and seen those?
I did borrow the actual just base G1 series from a friend of mine. He didn't have, like, Victory or Headmasters yet, but I think he's working for it or looking for it, and he said once I get them, he's going to lend them to me. So I'm hoping to get those packed in hopefully sometime this year, because I want to get pretty much done with Headmasters and Victory and Beast Wars, because I think he had Beast Wars. They were just
those shows. You haven't seen Beast Wars?
Yes, I've seen like episodes, but I want to like rewatch them like from the beginning and just go straight.
You have not watched them chronologically?
Yes, it's been patched, you know, patches everywhere and here and now and then. And
I'm going to throw something at you. Do you know what Scramble City is?
Yes.
You know there's an
he's young,
you know, there's
stupid.
A TV special called Scramble City, right?
Yeah. I've seen it, I think, twice because I found I think I found it on YouTube and I was going to.
They should have renamed Headmasters the Adventures of Sparkle versus Sparkle in the Power Pack. On the planet of Cybertron.
Yeah. As long as it's not the horrible, horrible, gut-wrenching, mind-numbing, vomit-inducing Malaysian dub.
That's what I was referring to.
They switched up Billy Blaster to Billy.
Yeah, Six Shot is a ninja consultant from this planet of Cybertron.
Yeah, the Malaysian dub needs to just be like the Star Wars holiday special and burn.
But remember, at one time, us English speakers, that was the only dub that there. Well, kind of really is, isn't there? Isn't that the only English dub of it?
Yes, and when we put out, I was working at Hasbro at the time when we put out Headmasters and Victory and all that on DVD. They wanted to use those dubs, and I had to create a presentation to email to our legal team, to email to, I think, I don't know who it was. It wasn't Rhino, was it?
Whoever was putting out Shout Factory, I think.
Shout Factory, yeah. I had to talk to legal. I remember I told Aaron, he's like, you handle it. He's like, I don't care for that. You do that. It's below me. I had to talk to legal to send a letter to Shout Factory to tell them that you will not use those dubs, that you cannot use those dubs, and here are the reasons why you cannot use those dubs. Not to mention the fact that we didn't own them. But so that's why those dubs never came out in on those DVDs.
Okay. Why is text coming up over Don's face?
I don't see it.
Yeah, he typed something in and sent it, and it popped up over the video. That's weird.
I'm sorry.
It superimposed over the video on mine.
Okay. Don, let's try it again. Let's see if it works. Just type what I'm writing. What I'm telling.
No, because I'm not that stupid.
And he typed in "video has gone out again." It popped up in the video. That is so weird. Scott just keeps changing everything. It's so stupid. Anyway, we welcome everybody back to TFYLP. As you can see, we are live tonight. Hopefully, it looks good. I'm streaming again in 480p, so if it's a little bit grainy, blurry, that's the reason why. It's not high def. Apologize for that. But you know, until I get the new computer, hopefully everything will be fine then. News on that front, the main board, the processor, and the main hard drive has been purchased. But they, like I said, it's all costly. This thing is going to cost me about $1,600. So it's being pieced together. And hopefully here in the next month or two, I'll be streaming in good high definition video, hopefully. Knock on wood.
I mean, it doesn't look choppy to me. You look good. I mean, other than your face.
Well, you're just seeing the Skype version. But you know what people see on the YouTube stream is totally different, because I have to take it into my computer, which is an underpowered computer for this program, and it feeds it back. It processes it and to the video stream and feeds it back out. And Dawn is like, I don't know.
No, someone customized break into a porg.
I hate porgs. You know that? I hate porgs.
I kind of want to see it, but I kind of don't.
I want to retweet it. I don't really, I've actually not seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Shame.
Since ever. I mean, not since the last of the prequels, but
yeah. Well, The Force Awakens is, it's quite a film, but that new one, The Last Jedi, that might be the last Star Wars film I see in theaters.
I didn't hate it, but it wasn't the greatest Star Wars either. I mean, it had issues. I'm not going to disagree that it had issues.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, I thought that was just funny that someone painted a, they kind of painted the break toy into a porg. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. But tonight we're going to be talking about Power of the Primes Wave 2 in review in relation to our thoughts from Wave 1 carried over into Wave 2, how we're feeling about the line thus far. You know, this is the second wave. Hopefully, you know, in the future, after, you know, several waves have come out of Power of the Primes, we can come back and do another wave in review and kind of update how we're feeling. You know, are we Did we get more excited with the line? Did we go full on, or did we just get fed up with the line and quit, or what? That's kind of the plan I want to go with this. I think wave two is a good starting point because we've got the first wave and the second wave we can talk about. With that, we'll segue into possible listener questions. If anybody's watching live, if you want to comment on our live chat, I'm monitoring it. Or if you want to tweet us at TFYLP on our Twitter account, you can ask us a question and we may answer it live here on the air. And then we'll, and we lost Jack. I don't know what's wrong. I think his Skype is probably acting up. He couldn't get his webcam working.
I think his enemies crushed him and had them driven before them.
He was smoted.
And now they are hearing the lamentations of his woman.
Yes,
and now we're having a Massey attack from behind.
No, he's being a crybaby. He's not getting everything he wants when he wants it, and he's having a little Massey. Right. Come here, you.
So, Duran, for those of us who don't have Wave 2, do you have a list of the characters and sizes available?
We'll go over them because before we go into the Wave 2 in review, we'll do it back by popular demand. We have a segment that has returned to TFYLP. We won't do it on every episode. But we will do it every episode that it is pertinent. And Don said he has a few things, and I have some very relevant things. This is a return of Ouch My Wallet, basically what we got this week or got recently. Basically, whatever made our wallet say ouch that is Transformers related.
That makes more sense, yeah. Yes. So my couch wouldn't count. Okay.
No. I mean, well, if it cuts you out of buying new Transformers, you can say, yeah, I bought a couch and I can't afford any this week. So, but yeah. Don, did you say you have something for Ouch My Wallet?
Yeah, I got a couple of things. I've got kind of lucky lately with at my Toys R Us. They got a few things in. My Target actually got some stuff in as well. One non-Transformer thing, but kind of related, is thanks to some clearance specials, I got the classic Voltron. Target had put some of them on clearance, so I got most of them on clearance. A friend of mine picked up one for me that we didn't have locally, and I had to pay regular price for one of the lines the discount price at Toys R Us for one of the lines. But I basically got the entire set for $75, $80, somewhere right through there for the complete set, and they were like $80 for the lines and another $30 for the Black Lion plus tax. So I saved about $35, $40 bucks on the set. So
I don't know if that's hurt my wallet as much as that it's saved my wallet.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, I was, again, with it being Line Force, it wasn't high on my list until it went on clearance. But I mean, it's a good looking Voltron. I've got the anniversary Voltron. I've got the Trendmasters Voltron, and I've got the original vehicle Voltron, so there's that. Mm-hmm. But what I did get at my Target this week, Blackout.
Oh!
My Target just got in Grimlock and Blackout at random and just sitting on the shelf, and boom. I went ahead and got Blackout because he's always needed a leader-class toy. Grimlock in person looks great. I wish I cared, but it does look like it. It's a great looking toy. The paint deco is nice. I just wish I cared more to that because it's movie Grimlock. I mean, I may get one at some point, but it's not really high on my list.
I've watched a couple reviews, and I hear that the Leader Blackout is kind of crap. It's got platform feet, like really flat looking feet, and then in vehicle mode, the entire underbelly is like hollow.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
It's a leader class movie toy. Yeah, it's a leader class movie toy. I'm not really surprised.
Size matters.
But it's nice getting that character in a larger size. And to me, that's really all that matters is the character finally has a size class that he's supposed to be, even if it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, and it's 10 years too late.
Yeah. Hmm. I also picked up at my Toys R Us Thundercracker. Picked up Thundercracker from Nitro Zeus.
I'm hoping I got one of those on the way.
Yeah. What's weird is, this my Toys R Us, it was and still is for now the smallest one in the chain. I've bragged about them in the past. They've always been very collector friendly. They, you know, they're nice people. They are great folks. But someone, and I don't know who, I'm not going to name names. I don't know who did it. You can't tell, but someone took their case cutter on the entire case and cut the plastic window.
Dumb shit.
The case cutter. All four of them. Well, there was two cases out when I saw them, and they had cut all the windows. And it's reminded me of back when Target a couple of years ago was taking hole punches and punching holes in the collectible action figures. Well, some Targets were. Mine didn't locally, but from what I read online, some Targets were taking like a single hole punch and punching holes in the card so the collectors wouldn't buy them all. Again, that's – but I got Thundercracker.
What a dick move.
Yep. I also picked up again, not really on topic, but the Incredibles 2 merchandise is shipping. And I picked up the Toys R Us exclusive that has Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl in their original outfits from the movie before they got married and went to the same outfits. That was kind of a nice two-pack. That's a Toys R Us exclusive. I wanted to get that. And the other thing I picked up was Fans Project, which may or may not exist anymore. We don't know.
I hear they do. They're just reorganizing. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's still there.
Now it's Warbot Die-Z, which is their take on a Diatlas. I have the original Diatlas. He is treadless.
Because yeah, but what size is that one though? Like, what is that for Legends or is that like a Generations?
I would say it's probably. It could be a large Voyager. I would say more like an Ultra. An Ultra, like Onslaught, was when he came out in Generations, about that size. He's not a perfect representation of Diatlas, but since he's my
little IDW inspired,
yeah. But since my Diatlas is treadless and in a closet, in a dark closet, trying to fend off the encroaching yellowing, this will be nice to have out where I can not worry about it. Well, has it turned yellow today? No, that's good. And the last thing I got was, where did it go? Here it is. Now, one thing is DX9, the War in the Pocket scale, that legend size, really, I like what they're doing with it. I've only bought the Iron Factory Combaticons. I did buy those, but I haven't gotten any of the DX9 legend stuff just because it really, I had better versions of those characters, but they did do those Dinobots. The one thing about the DX9 Dinobots, though, is that they have that yellow plastic, which they were trying to get that similar to that gold look from, you know,
the cartoon.
But I didn't like that yellow plastic. Mech Fan Toys is kind of upscaling the Dinobots and making them more of a regular G1 color, and I found a set on eBay that had them for $22 a piece. Versus the $39 to $45 that I had.
Now the Mech Fan Toy versions, are those like deluxe size or what?
Well, I just got this today, so I'm going to open it so y'all can see it.
Ooh, a live unboxing!
Yeah. So again, I liked DX9's quality, but I didn't like the random yellow that was on the figures. That was the one thing that kept me from buying the Dinobots. But these are slightly upscaled, from what I understand.
Oh yeah, that looks, well, at least maybe Voyager size.
Yeah, oh, nice. And I have watched a few of the transformations. I think Ben's Collectibles did one, and I think maybe Emgo did one.
Now, and are they $20-something a piece, or are they $20-something?
Well, no, they're again, when they first came out, they were $20 to $25 most everywhere. Then the prices started shooting up to about $35 to I saw them as high as $50 on eBay. For these are basically KOs of DX9, upscaled slightly and with different paint jobs, but they all so far have really unique transformations. They've done Sludge, they've done Slag, and they've done Swoop. Grimlock and Snarl are still pending, I'm guessing, but I like the transformations. I like the way they look. So it's just, again, and again, you never really can have too many Dinobots unless it's movie Dinobots.
Would you mind sending me a link, Tom?
Sure, I'll send you a link to the seller I got them from, if they have any left. Other than that, I've got some stuff inbound and some stuff I need to ship in a pile of loot, but my pile of loot stuff, I'm waiting for a reformatted Colossus to come in. So I'll be waiting for that to come in before I ship it. But that's what I got.
Sweet. And Rick, you just said you got a couch.
Well, I got a couch. But I'll give a shout out to our buddy Diecast, who was nice enough to, I just caught it at the right time. He posted on Twitter. He's like, "Hey, look, Toys R Us has a couple Thundercrackers." And I'm like, "I'll PayPal you if you send me one." So I got a Thundercracker coming from Diecast. So he's a good guy. I owe him one now.
I saw that, but it's a few hours too late. I was like, "Oh, I wouldn't have minded." But fortunately this afternoon, our own Rob Simmons, he found several, and I think he picked them all up and was going to disperse them out to people. And I want to say I was like fifth in line, so I hope I get one, because he said there was like 10 there, so we'll see. but yeah, my Ouch My Wallet is actually relevant to the episode tonight. I got almost the entirety of Wave 2 of Power of the Primes. The only ones I did not get, and I probably will get because just because I didn't pre-order them and I wanted to see them in hand. One was Moonracer. I didn't get Moonracer. And what was the other one? Maybe that was the only one I didn't get. But I got the ones I did get. I was able to pick up Alita 1. And then, of course, what's this, Landmine? The yellow one. I got that one, the Prime Master. I refuse to call him Blackwing because he is Darkwing to me. He's great. Picked
Dark
up
Wing Duck.
Yeah, the Submarauder. Great colors on him.
You know, a lot of people don't like it, but I like the name Alchemist Prime. It's kind of came up
with that name.
And
you're like, just, great, now I got to thank Rick for something.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I like it because you got all these primes that are all these technological giants of the race. You got this one guy over here is like, keep your science. I'm going to use magic, and he's over there changing water into wine and lead and gold and all that kind of stuff.
So the first job I got hired at Hasbro was to put the binder of Revelation together, and in that binder, it lays out who the primes all are. And I had and there was a couple primes that didn't have names, so I got to name like four or five of them. And Alchemist Prime was one of those guys. I'm like, we need a dude that does magic. And I came up with Alchemist Prime.
Cause see, the parallel
you
that
should
I
have gave him, gave him a sorry Don, you should have gave him the ability to be like Leoric from
the binder is open ended so that you know things could change as needed, but the names were all there. It's cool to see that some of those names are making their way into the comic books, which is unfortunately is going to be rebooted, which I'm heartbroken about.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm going to have to mention is I've mentioned this many years ago that I sent an idea into Hasbro that I think eventually became Air Raid, at least in name only, but I can never prove that. But I actually many years ago I had an idea for a Transformers Visionaries crossover line called Magic Masters. Everything was Action Masters and Power Masters and all that, where you still had Optimus Prime. But he had a third mode that you could turn the parts inside out, and he would become a blue lion, kind of like Leoric. And, you know, because they crashed on Prismos instead of Earth. So they're part magic, part mechanical. So you have Optimus Prime. He has a truck like mode, but you can turn him inside out. And there's like a lot of blue on the lion thing, and he becomes a lion.
Sit here trying to crack on.
You know what happens when they get those letters at Hasbro? They don't let the design team see them.
And right.
They out. For well, legal reasons. They can't even let the design team know that they got them.
Really? Because I got a very nice form letter back saying, thank you for taking interest in our product. You know, and again, I was happy to get a reply. At the time, I didn't know my form letter. I'm sure my folks did. I must have been 14, 15, something like that when I sent it in. It might have been
a different time then. But.
Yeah. But because I called it Air Raid because I based it on Phytor, but a little more complicated than Phytor wound up being. And then 7 months later, 6 months later, before Christmas that year, Air Raid came out in the Aerial Bots. And like, yeah, maybe, I don't know, but anyway, that was my idea to have, you know, Visionaries crossover, because, you know, you kind of had like maybe Sunstreaker, kind of like what they're doing now from the company that's making like Sunstreaker into a bull, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like that idea.
I do,
yeah,
too.
I mean, like it.
So my idea was kind of like that, where the Visionaries characters, they're animal totems. Actually, were given to Transformer characters, like
basically taking G1 characters and making beast characters out of them.
Exactly, and I'm planning as soon as I see a couple of video reviews for the their Optimus Prime monkey, I do kind of want to get that because I do like the way the Sunstreaker and the Sideswipe look.
So can I go off since our show is, you know, kind of all over the place already? Can I tell you a quick story?
Well, thanks to Don.
all right, so. I'm not going to get into the specifics about this, but there was a pitch at one point where there was a pitch for something. How do I put this without getting in trouble? All right, there was a pitch for something that involved Lennox and his crew, and they go back in time with Optimus and company to protect the Allspark, right? And the Dinobots are there because the Dinobots are the guardians of the Allspark. And Megatron shows up and Decepticons show up. And so the Autobots finally convince the Dinobots to join them and protect the Allspark. And you get to see the Allspark like before they built the dam around it. It's just sitting out there and it's huge and it's this big giant thing. And Optimus may or may not have been a gorilla, and Megatron may or may not have been a T-Rex. And there may or may not be art that exists for that pitch.
I think the art for Primal, the Optimus Prime Primal, actually did leak out.
That was for movie 5.
It was a concept art thing.
Yeah, but that was movie 5. That was different. That was different. That didn't have anything to do with.
Now I want that.
Anyway, continuing with my ouch my wallet, getting this episode back on track. Let's see here. Picked up Battle Trap. And as you can see, I have the non-F add-on kit of the weapon. He comes with a new blade and a rifle, but I just mainly wanted the dual cannon to give him the G1 Battle Trap look. And I'm not as impressed with the individual robot modes of this guy, but seeing as how the original didn't even have those, I'm well pleased with the combined mode. I really, really, really hope that we get flywheels at some point, not just a head like from Titan Returns. Next up is probably my favorite so far. Ripper Snapper, Terracon Ripper Snapper. The colors on him is amazing. I mean, just look at that yellow, the paint on that face. It looks great.
Land Shark.
Yeah. He's the G1 character perfectly updated, in my opinion. I can't wait for the other Terracons.
I came up with that name too, Don.
What? Landshark?
Transformers, yeah.
Isn't that a beer?
I'm a big Chevy Chase fan.
Like, isn't that like a beer?
No. I was thinking the BotCon set that had Rodimus as Thunderclash and Landmine as Landshark.
I know, but it's also a beer.
I don't.
Yeah, but there is a Transformer called Landshark.
I know that.
Yeah, and it's.
It, but Landshark, because there used to be like Landshark Stadium.
If you read the comic, that comic was such a pain in the ass. But originally, what was the guy's name? Leozak or who was the? Yeah, he was. All his dialogue was supposed to be in Japanese. But at one point, you know, you hear the, who's there? Energon delivery. Oh, Energon delivery. Oh, Landshark. Dom gets it.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, he gets it.
Anyway, Darren, go ahead and continue.
And then my last pickup was completing off this guy. Let me hold him up without him falling apart. Is Volcanicus. Now, I have to admit this combined mode is growing on me. Let me get it to where he's fully in screen here. I did add the robot fists in the armpit area here to kind of fill out the center portion because he was a bit paltry in that aspect. And I added some rifles here to give him rifle tits. But he's not as bad as I thought he would be. Quality wise, I'm not happy with this, with these. And he befalls the same, problem I had with a lot of the Combiner Wars figures. And if I can hold it up here again, like the forearms and the, ankles, where the individual robot like legs combine, mine like wants to split constantly. They will not stay pegged together very well. I mean, I literally can move an arm or move a leg, and I'm having to spend 5 minutes repegging everything. It is annoying as shit, it drives me nuts.
Kind of like the combiner hole on each one should not have been a part of the leg. It should have been like a little swing out piece.
Not just that.
That was separate from the leg.
Not just that, but the, and I know this can be fixed with the future floor polish or nail polish or what have you, but the combiner fists and everything on all of mine, they are like super loose. If I like shake it, they'll fall off. They do not peg in that well. I mean, I'm going to need to go over them with some nail polish or something to give them some kind of friction, because they are just the tolerance is just way too thin. I don't know what, and I've been seeing this a lot with like even Titan Returns. I guess since they moved production to Vietnam, the quality control has been very spotty, in my opinion. So I don't know what the deal is. It's really annoying. Some of the inconsistency in quality.
Yeah. I know people that aren't, I think Melvar on RFC, he's not even putting his in combined mode. He's just leaving his Dinobots. I know a lot of people said they're not even gonna bother with the combined mode.
Well, I don't bother with the combined mode for any of them, and because I have all the third party ones, so these just stand in their individual robot mode. But I really just don't like the name Volcanicus. I don't like that head. I don't like that combined mode head.
It's not that bad.
It looks like an insect to me.
It does.
It looks like a bug. And if you paint it the right way, it looks like it would be like, it almost looked like Kickback from the Insecticons. Right. Like that would be the combiner mode of
I have a thought on that, but I'll need to be right back. You guys and, continue this.
And I think it should have been called Dino King.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of there's... name,
you know, yeah.
But I'm also... I'm sorry, go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
I think it should have been called Dino King, and I think it should have had some kind of crown as well.
You know, I thought about that a while back, and then I also realized, you know, if Takara does do anything on their own, either store exclusives, either convention exclusives, that would be something that they would recolor into Dino King colors to call it Dino King. So maybe they wanted that name for something coming up, whereas they could have called that for the U.S. version and the Japanese version, but then you have two different characters. And I'm sure they would recolor the Dinobots as closer to your Dino King colors to get that same effect. It's like one of the Kitbashers recolored the Dinobots into what the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Zords would look like.
Yeah, and those look cool.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of recolor potentials for Dino. I mean, heck, I would love to see these Dinobots in G2 colors.
I want to see. I'd rather see them in G2 colors because Dino King, it was the Pretender shells.
Mm-hmm.
Their robot modes were not dinosaurs.
It was still the Monstructor pieces. So yeah,
right. So to me, like it just.
But if you repaint them.
Yeah, you know, but you just also, keep them in Dino mode.
Yeah. But it also seems like it's also an easy e-hobby exclusive to do a set of five, repaint them as Dino King, call it Dino King, and you jump on the nostalgia bandwagon, especially with Grand Max coming out, because you're going to be leading into Victory nostalgia before too long, since we're getting the Master Force references with as well. Well, heck, you could already say we're doing Victory because we just got Great Shots. So, you know, there's that.
You know what repaints I would have loved to have seen would have been that Voyager Headmaster Megatron. Takara is doing the purple G2 version.
Mm-hmm.
Do the green version for G2, but comes with a set of stickers, yes. And you can make it as Megastorm, and then you just remold that little crown on Trypticon and put some stickers, extra stickers in them.
Yeah.
And you make them into Gigastorm.
Yeah, the you know, that's why I didn't get that Megatron. Is I really didn't want the purple. You know, I really didn't, because I looking at that, and I've seen a Kitbash done in the G2 green colors. I think that will look a lot better as the G2 green versus the Hero Megatron purple and black. But that's just me.
Yeah, I'm a big G2 fan, so I have that purple Megatron on order. Or I think it's in my pile of loot right now.
Yeah, it's just, it's not the color I want, and I have that mold twice over because I do have Blitzwing and I didn't get that Megatron, so I really didn't want to spend $50 plus shipping for a color set. The Savage Noble was a nice little touch, but
yes,
it's not enough for me to triple dip on that mold in particular.
You know, I'm the type of guy who just keeps them in robot mode. So to me, deco means a lot.
Yeah.
So, I have my G2 area. So the more I can add to that, the better. I would love to see those Dinobots done in G2.
Oh yeah.
I'm still waiting on my G2 Protectobots, man.
Oh, I mean, you know, well, we've talked about this on RFC. The first third party company that gives us a Battle Gaia or Guard City is going to get all the money because we're tired of waiting for those two to come out.
Dude, I'm still waiting for Raiden.
Well, see, you know, that's, you know, we've talked about that as well on here and over there is like as a tangent, you know, Hasbro picked up a Power Ranger license, but they skipped over one of the shows that's heavily train based. Because trains in the U.S. are not as popular as they are in Japan.
They wouldn't be able to use them for both.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But since trains are not a big popular thing in the U.S., that makes them more unique and more standout. because it's something you don't see every day. And so train bots, I think, would be a great way to get something unique on the shelves with a simplified transformation.
Well, trains always skew younger. If you look at the two big train lines that are out there, it's Thomas and Chuggington, right? Yeah. And they have whole aisles in Toys R Us just for those trains. So trains tend to skew younger, and spending the money necessary in order to justify.
But if you look at Japan, where they've got this whole line of combiner trains, I don't know the line's name, but you see it all over Twitter when you see new product comes out from Takara Tomy. You know, all these trains that look a lot very brave like trains. But
Volcanicus.
Nobody said anything about my Captain America.
It's not the first time you've had him on the show, Rick.
But he's got bunny ears.
Yeah.
Well, he's just happy to see us.
I'm just glad you didn't strap a dildo to him or something. That'd just be awkward. You're like, he's like, damn, you took my idea.
Well, when now Captain I know what I'm doing for next week.
Mighty basket it. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Hey, Dom. Dom, hey, check that out. When are we going to get a Beast Machines combiner?
You just have to hit them together hard enough.
So here's what you would do. You would get Tankor to be the chest, right? Jetstorm, Striker, Obsidian, Thrust are the limbs. And the combined mode head is
Megatron.
Megatron with the Bane mask on.
Well, that's awesome because I can avoid all five at one time. That's an excellent gift set to save money.
I wouldn't mind having that.
Why don't you go F yourself?
Okay, anyway. Rick, just in case you haven't met me, I am not a big Beast Machines fan. Just in case you haven't met me.
Dom, you're not going to like my display when I'm done because I troop build the shit out of Viacons.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Duron, about Volcanicus.
I'm sorry I had to step away. However, Volcanicus, I don't plan on displaying him combined very much. But originally I didn't want to display him combined at all. But seeing as how I've got the Fans Toys / Masterpiece Dinobots, I've got my G1 Dinobots, I've got a couple of the movie Dinobots, and I've got a couple of the world's smallest Dinobots. I love my Dinobots. This gives me an alternate way to display the Dinobots in a unique way, in a combined form. I don't hate the fact that Hasbro's doing something different. They gave us G1 style Dinobots with an extra twist. They gave us G1 style Dinobots that can combine. I don't knock them for that, and I actually applaud them for that. However, my biggest issue is the quality of them. They're just not up to par. They feel very cheap in my hands. Like I said, they don't peg together very well. They don't stay together. And sad to say, most of the combiners don't. Even the Takara Unite Warriors had the same issue. I've got a Superion and I've got a Bruticus, and both of them have the same issue. I think it's just, honestly, a design flaw that carries over from each one of them. Well, I mean, what do you guys think?
Well,
I don't combine mine because I have all the third party combiners, so they're all there for their individual bot modes, except for the G2 guys because there's no third party G2, so I've got two of those, one combined and one loose. But I think overall they did cheap out with the hands and the feet.
Now I will be getting upgrade sets for the hands and feet. I cannot stand. They are an improvement over just a clenched fist, but the Hasbro hands and feet are very cheap and they don't do the job. They don't.
Yes.
Yeah. I think with the Dinobots being spread over two waves and Grimlock being his own standalone figure, I think they could have put a little more maybe, now Rick, you can tell me if I'm even close to right or not, because I know they look at a case and they balance out a case for costs and all that kind of stuff. I understand that. But what they know it was going to be a combiner, it seems to me that with Grimlock being separate and the Dinobots not all in one case, you should be able to add a little more material to these products. Since you have a way of spreading the cost out further than if it was all one box of Dinobots, all four Dinobots in one case, to add just a little more material around these connector points to make it a more sturdy figure. But again, that's math that we've seen before. Like with, you know, we get four Bumblebees in one Viacon, that was finally fixed to three Bumblebees and two Viacons. You know, or Arachne looking the crap-tacular figure that she was because it was a last-minute addition and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's Hasbro math, doesn't always make sense, but it seems like they could have added a little more material to make it a little more sturdy.
See, sometimes when you do an exclusive, you have a few extra dollars to tool some stuff up. An example is that I worked on that Unicron exclusive where it had the new head, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you did a head based off the movie. Okay. So I envision a Dinobot gift set where they all have their weapons and they have proper hands and feet. And whether they're in Diaclone colors or G2 colors, that's where I think the opportunity is to fix that.
But the tabbing in issues and stuff, or just the new hands and feet?
Not just the accessories, but going back and checking the engineering, because they will go back, and they have gone back to fix engineering on specific things. So I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but they do exist, and you can tell by just the way it snaps in. That adjustments were made for the second run of the figure.
Didn't Unite Warriors blast off? Didn't they fix it with the Baldigus? Because the Unite Warriors blast off, it was a floppy mess. And then I hear that the Movor that comes with the Baldigus. I hear it's way better.
You know what? I have I have both, but I've only opened the Bruticus so far.
Yeah.
And didn't really notice it being floppy.
Yeah, mine out of all of my combiners, my Unite Warriors blast off, it is the worst at tabbing together, especially as a forearm. I mean, you just move it and it's like half the arm just falls down and the other half is like standing there. It's like it's enraging. I know Jay Zachary asked on the live chat, he says, could we have gotten better dinos if they didn't force it into that third party combiner mode? I answered back, I really don't think that it would have helped with the tabbing issue. I think the tabbing issue, is a combination of things. I think it's the material that it's made out of. It's a different kind of plastic.
Yeah.
The plastic is almost a very, I don't know. It's not rubbery, but it's almost a,
it has a lot of give to it.
Yeah. It has a lot of give to it, and it just doesn't want, and parts of it, whenever it gets thin, for those little tabs, the tabs just, they become ineffective. My suggestion would either make the tabs longer, which, you know, you would run the risk of maybe them having them break off, but at least things would tab in a bit better. On my Volcanicus here, Sludge is probably the worst offender. In dino mode, I put him in dino mode, and he like wants to keep splitting right down the middle. Because you got the clamshell that forms the dinosaur's back, and then you got the legs that swing around G1 style and form the back half of the dino, and all of them peg together directly in the center, and he wants to split right down the middle. He just won't tab in. there's nothing preventing him from staying tabbed together. It's just the tabs don't hold. So he's got this perpetual split right down the middle. And, you know, I've got some other issues with the sludge that I'll mention here in a few moments. But on this particular issue, there's certain ones that suffer greatly from it. And then some that it's like one mode kind of suffers from it. The slag from this line, he mainly suffers from it in the combined mode, as does the swoop.
See, with Slag, the biggest issue I have with him is that I keep wanting to open up those sides, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep wanting to open up. They just look like they open. I just want to open them up.
Yeah.
The one thing about Sludge I don't like, and this is purely aesthetics, is his wings are too low.
They are too low, too small.
Yeah.
And that was my second issue with the Sludge, and it really has me disappointed with Sludge overall, because I really, really wanted to like Sludge because he's my favorite Dinobot. I love Sludge. Stomp is my favorite Fans Toys Dino. Sludge, the G1 Sludge, was my favorite Dino back in the day. I really wanted to like this Sludge, but his proportions are way off. His dino mode looks derpy as hell, you know, because, and it's mainly because he should have been a Voyager, honestly. That size dino, he should have been maybe the body. I understand why they made Grimlock the body, because Grimlock is the leader, but...
Let me throw this at both of you. Would you have rather have seen the Predaking that we're getting, or the Dinobots done in that scale and combined?
I would rather have seen Dinobots in that scale and Predaking in the normal scale.
Dom?
See, the problem is, though, Predaking doesn't really mean that size. Much to me. I've got a G1 Predaking. I haven't bought any of the third-party ones. He's just not that important to me. So I really don't know if anything would have changed between the two. That would, you know, I guess I would like to have seen better Dinobots. I would like to have seen them all as Voyagers if I had my druthers, if we're just blue skying here, so they could all be a bit better proportioned and have more mass and more stuff to work with. But I'll be honest, for mass release Dinobots, I haven't combined mine yet, but I don't really have a problem with them. I'm willing to accept the shortfalls to get new Dinobots out with some better articulation, but it's just not that important to me for Predaking to say, well, you know, I would have liked to see better Dinobots, but as far as in relation to Predaking, it doesn't mean really anything to me.
Well, see, Predaking to me, you know, I'm happy that we're getting a leader Predaking. I mean, a Titan class Predaking. You know, and I think a lot of people expect Predaking to be the biggest one because in G1 he was the biggest one as far as toys go. But if you look in continuity, though, Predaking didn't have to be the biggest combiner. He was probably the most skilled because he was a predatory killer. You know, he was the best at what he did. Even his tech spec, he said he had no known weaknesses. But that doesn't necessarily mean he was the biggest combiner. You know, we can sit here and argue all day about scale. But me personally, if I wanted to have a choice between Predaking being four Deluxes and a Voyager versus four Voyager or five Voyagers, I would prefer the Dinobots to be the five Voyagers, simply because, in my opinion, dinosaurs are huge. They needed to be big. They all five needed to be big. And it would have also helped if you wanted to do some play battles with Combiner Wars Devastator, which, you know, in the original continuity, they were the warring factions there. You know, the Dinobots versus Devastator.
Yeah, Heavy Metal War. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it would have made sense in that aspect. I'm not displeased that we got these. I'm not sitting here by any means saying, oh, Hasbro should have did this, Hasbro should have did that. It's always easy to second guess and play armchair quarterback when it comes to this. But looking at the final execution, there's things that really could have been done better. And these are some of the things. Sludge particularly, along with the proportion issues. His dinosaur legs are like extremely thin. The back legs are like really thin, clear plastic with the insides of them painted silver. That right there, I mean, they're just asking for breakage. The tail is nothing but clear plastic. And then the robot head is like enormous compared to the body. I'm like, why did his robot head have to be that big? It's almost like they designed the head to go on a Voyager and stuck it on a deluxe. But all in all, though, I don't hate them. I just wish they had been done better. And I wish I think I wouldn't be complaining at all had the actual quality of the toys been more up to par. And I don't know if that's just the nitpicky collector in me, or being jaded from having, you know, third-party items that don't really have to deal with the same QC issues that Hasbro has to deal with. Or it just knowing it's coming from Hasbro, I expect official product to have better quality. You know, I would expect...
Do you, though?
I would expect it, but I don't... I would want it, but I don't expect it. At least not over the over recent years. You know, it really... You know, quality is something that we've talked about time and again on this show. I mean, it's never consistent with anything, third party or official. You know, and that's one of the things that gets me about, you know, I'll read the forums on Facebook or on the message boards, and people dissing this third party over this third party. It's like, well, I don't like KFC because their QC is shit. It's like, well, you know, their QC is, in my opinion, overall is better than Hasbro on a good day. If you compare apples to oranges, with current product, and Volcanicus is a good example. You know, I've got another issue with my Darkwing and Dreadwind. Individually, they're fine, but whenever I try to make the Superjet, the peg that you peg them together with, I'm going to have to do the floor polish thing again with it because it just falls apart. It won't even hold together on its own.
And it's one connector point, right? That's all it has.
It's one connector point.
So is it only those two can combine, or can you combine other figures?
It has combiner points. For example, it's like, let me do this.
Yeah, see, I haven't, you know, I don't have that one.
Yeah, so he's got a...
Is that how they combine together?
No, this is, you can combine him with like Volcanicus or... Abominus.
I know that, but when they combine together,
no,
this is a it's just a 5mm plug.
It's a one, 5mm plug right here.
One plug.
That's it.
That's all that connects the two jets.
And look at this. Snap into the wings of the other guy.
And look at this. Look at that. That it's on a little bitty, tiny hinge on that, and you've got an entire deluxe resting all its weight on that. It is. It's like the most underthought. It's like, okay, well, they're expecting this this feature. Let's throw it in there, and if it's weakly done, then it's weakly done. It annoys the crap out of me.
So you know what that reminds me of? All right, here's another story from days of yore. Legends class for Transformers Prime. We made that Sinner Twin, right? Mm-hmm. And that Sinner Twin came out by himself. It wasn't until after that Sinner Twin came out that we decided to do the Abominus combiner. And we retroactively used that Sinner Twin. We faked the combine mode on that, which is why like the two heads kind of like just kind of fold over to make it that arm, because that was made as an individual figure before there was any thought of it being a combiner.
What, the little basic center twin?
Yeah, the little Voyager center twin, yeah. Transformers Prime. That's why that guy is different from all the other guys, because we made him, and then we thought, yeah, let's just make all the other guys too.
And I was all excited about that Abominus until I got all five of them, and they would not stay together. It was a mess. And yep. I displayed them individually until I just got to the point where I'm like, I can't combine these. I can't enjoy them as Abominus. I sold them all. It pissed me off. I was really happy with Center Twin when I got him. I'm like, oh, this is a great Center Twin. He looks like G1 Center Twin.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them look pretty good. And then I combined them together, and this thing is a piece of shit. You know.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, why the combined mode came out like that, but I mean it was a solid idea. I don't know, execution was just
it's like I really
and we couldn't call them the Terracons either, because the zombies were called the Terracons, because we never thought going into the show, hey, we're gonna have Beast Hunters one day, and we're gonna make the Terracons because they're beast and they're dragons. And
I mean it's one of those things that, you know, it's like I applaud I applaud them doing it. It's just the execution didn't follow through. And I'm not sitting here saying, you know, third party Hasbro sucks, because third party does the same thing. You know, I mean it there's nobody that's immune to it. I just wish that some follow through was done. And here's another thing. I know I've got my Ripper Snapper here, and I gave one of the non-F Insecticon rifles, because there's three Insecticons, but he sends four rifles. I'm assuming that one is to go with Chop Shop, but I don't have Chop Shop. So I gave this one to Ripper Snapper, since it kind of resembles his gun. And why would I give it to Ripper Snapper? Because they don't come with fucking guns. It pisses me off. You know, I mean, yeah, you got these right here, but those are supposed to be there.
They complain about third party. Well, you know what? They create the opportunities for third party guys to exist.
Yeah. It's like we don't want third parties to exist, but yet we'll open the door for them and say, hey, come on in, you know. Please, guys.
That was the constant battle that we had with each other. And Aaron and I got it. Other people was like, well, we can't. Like marketers, man. Marketers control that company now. It was a constant battle. It's like, well, we're creating the opportunities for these guys to make them. That's why we had to force out that Deluxe Generations Trailbreaker and Hoist. Like, I had to fight to get those guys made, right? Because I put that in a presentation. Hey, it's only a matter of time before a third-party company does these dudes. Let's beat them to it. Let's get them made.
And then there was a third-party add-on kit for both of them to make them better.
Which I have. And it makes them both better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, wow. You know, like I said, the Volcanicus, originally I had no intention whatsoever of displaying them combined mode. But seeing him visually, you know, and I pick him up rather daftly here because, you know, I'm afraid I'll knock something out of place. But visually, I think he's quite impressive. I think he looks great. But he's one of those that you just don't want to touch because he's going to fall apart. I'm probably going to go ahead and get the Perfect Effect fists and feet. I don't care about the Grimlock upgrades, even though I think Grimlock could have been done better. But I don't want to virtually replace 3/4 of the figure just to make him better.
See, like 3 years ago, third-party companies would have made a whole new Grimlock.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have just used the combiner limbs, and they would have made a whole new Grimlock, like they did with the Onslaught for the Fall of Cybertron.
Well, to me personally, I think the third party money is in masterpiece style toys, and they don't focus as much on the mainline stuff anymore. If they do, it's like minor upgrades. And honestly, is there only like one company, maybe two or three, that's doing actual upgrade kits for mainline stuff?
There's only like one company that's actually doing like generation style figures anymore, Mastermind Creations, and they're doing everything
Perfect
based
Effect
off
too, because they did the Gaijin Rai, the Jinrai figure.
But that's not a.
It's an upgrade.
Oh yeah, that's an upgrade though. Yeah, true. But yeah, Generations has kind of fallen by the wayside. Third party guys, it's all about Masterpiece, man.
Yeah. I am seeing here that several people are experiencing loading issues on the live video. I'm sorry. I'm showing everything good on my end. I'm even showing a good broadcast speed. So I don't know. Maybe it's a bottleneck on YouTube's end. I don't know. So everything's good on my end. That's why I have not stopped the broadcast yet. I'm even getting stream status good on
Yeah, I think it's the FBI agents who are watching us.
Yes.
Who are probably slowing down the feed. There's probably like, you know, a couple hundred guys watching us right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of the FBI, it looks like Trump Tower is on fire.
Oh no. But you know, I'm really annoyed that a lot of the figures aren't coming with weapons. You know, I hope I put a bug in non-F's ear on Twitter to make some more weapons for the Dinobots, because, for example, Sludge came with the exact same rifle that comes with Slag. Snarl came with only a sword. It's his sword, but it's all clear. It's not red at all.
Yeah. Swoop and then, needs that missile launcher, man.
Yeah, Swoop needs the missile launchers, but he's only got his sword. And Grimlock had nothing. He just had the fists and hands. I got a red sword off of Shapeways, but I just wasn't happy with the quality of it. It's that rough plastic, and you put it on the figure, it looks good from afar, but then you get up close and you notice that it's really rough compared to everything else, and that looks homemade. One of the things that I liked about non-F stuff is his is actually molded plastic, and it looks like it was meant to come with a toy. So
Speaking
it looks
of
really
molded
good.
Plastic.
Yes.
Go ahead. You don't want to hear about that.
Maybe we do. He's playing all coy. He's playing all coy. No, come on.
I'll tell you later.
You don't tell me now. Now. Like young Picard.
It's meow, 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 meow.
Oh, God, don't start do that.
Meow, 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 meow. Anyway, I've got a Dinobot here that actually never got released, and it's just funny because I was photographing him, and, like, I'm not saying this belongs to me.
A Dinobot?
And,
like a movie
and I'm
Dinobot?
I'm not saying who this item belongs to. But this is a TFYLP exclusive.
Okay.
This is the unreleased Power of the Primes leader class Stompamus Prime.
What is that? A Monoclonius or Chasmosaurus?
I just call him Steve.
Well, it should say on the bottom of what species.
I don't know. Species whole. I don't know.
That's just where you give him a blowjob.
I just stole this from my daughter's room because I thought it was cool, and I'm like, I should have this, not her. So she's crying. She's crying because she can't find it.
You make
and I'm sitting here doing the podcast holding the dinosaur.
Parent of the year, folks. Parent of the year.
Horrible parent. And one more thing about one more thing about the Volcanicus, and I'm gonna I'll stop my harping on him. If you're going to include an extra Dinobot in the set, as in Slash, at least let him combine or let her combine with the other Dinobots.
Well, this people thing have found a way to make her.
It's not official though. It's basically attacking her on as like a waist or a backpack that does absolutely nothing to the aesthetic of the figure. The closest thing I saw was maybe making a dagger out of her, but it was like a stretch at best. This figure is useless to Volcanicus.
And that figure is just useless altogether. So I'd rather would have had paddles.
Yeah. So unfortunately, she's surplus to requirements.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like her individually, but she's not a Dinobot. She just happens to turn into a dinosaur with.
You know, my dog ate mine, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm not replacing her. I got one carded. I'll just have one carded. I don't need one loose. I'll wait till they do the
FVGBE342 on YouTube says, as Transformer fans, we have to consider that after the past 2 years of mass shootings, Hasbro is not giving all the characters their weapons for fear of public outrage.
That's complete bullshit. Dude, that's complete bullshit. Yeah, so you're telling me all the Halo action figures and all the Walking Dead action figures.
I think he knows that. He's just being facetious. But
don't use your fancy words on me. I can make up words too.
Okay. Alita 1. I did not get Starscream in line 1 for previously mentioned reasons. I didn't like Starscream because the head of the robot was super tiny, the forearms super huge, the feet super huge.
Yeah.
But Alita 1.
How many
one,
seekers do you need?
Yeah. I really don't need him either. Plus, again, he was going to be another one that I was like never going to use in a combined mode. But Alita 1, the head does not look disproportionate to me. The forearms are kind of big, but not that bad. And then the feet kind of give me the impression she's wearing like the high leg boots. So I really don't mind it. She looks really good. However, in vehicle mode, what was that I was talking about a while ago with the Dinobots?
I got the same problem on mine.
She will not tab together worth a shit. It's like you press one side together and the other side pops up.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the same issue with mine.
Damn it.
My Hungar seems to be okay, but.
Oh, I do have Hungar, but he did not get Hungar in yet. That's what one I was forgetting.
I got Hungar a few weeks ago. I see Alita 1 everywhere. It looks like everyone's going after Hungar and leaving her behind. But that is a solid toy. I don't have any issues with him because he really doesn't have like those panels that have to fold in and tab together.
Well, essentially, he just his beast mode is the robot mode, laying on his back doing doing
the tail just flips out, and the feet are just the he's
basically Bray Wyatt of the Combiners or something.
Yeah. I wonder who Bray Wyatt will come back as. I wonder if he'll be like Bray Love or Bray Kind or something like that. Some kind of
one thing control. I did notice about the Alita 1, and I'm going to take the foot panels off here. Something about her just screams a remold into Energon Megatron. This is the way the wings can do the bend there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because someone did a really cool digibash on Twitter of the Sky Shadow, the leader class Sky Shadow, as that shattered glass Megatron that used that Energon mold. It was pretty good.
I saw that, yeah. And then there was like a the Power of the Primes Optimus as Shattered Glass Prime, and then the Powered Convoy colors.
Yes. Yeah, Shattered Glass Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, I just hope that we somehow in War for Cybertron get two more female Autobots that have the Combiner Wars connector points so we can actually get an actual Combiner with, say, Alita 1 and her troops. Because they could easily work in two Cybertronian figures in with what we're guessing War for Cybertron is going to be. Because I really don't want to put Dinobots and Jazz on, you know, that. Or they could recolor, they might recolor Darkwing and Dreadwing into, I don't know, I'm just picking names at random. Shadow Striker and Roulet.
What about repainting Jazz into like Minerva?
That Jazz mold has so many issues, but you know, I don't know whether I'm
still though. If you can't tool anything new, you know,
yeah. Well, like true. I mean, you could.
Then again, it's painting a white character into another white character, so it's
yeah. You know, I'm thinking if they redo Darkwing and Dreadwing as, like I said, you know, they're sisters, you know, Roulette and Shadow Striker from the
but they're not planes though. They're
well, they could have gotten new bodies, or that could have been their bodies. You know, again, fiction can
solve that. Yeah. I don't know.
Heath Hinton from the YouTube channel, he says, I like the G1 aesthetic of the Power of the Primes figures, but when you pick them up, they are so light and hollow feeling, not to mention the six shot does not even hold together in all. And all the different alt modes. I've got a later released six shot. Mine tabs together rather well. But I did have one earlier that I sold. And while it didn't have the arm issue that a lot of people had, it had some tabbing issues. This one that I have that I picked up from late in the run, I guess, it didn't have those issues. So I'm wondering if it's just one of those things if where it's inconsistent or if they actually made a running change. I don't know. Did anybody hear about a running change on any particular recent toys?
No, because I mean the quick switch in that same from that same mold, it was supposed to have some of the same issues, and I hadn't heard anything since that.
I didn't get the Velocitron set, so I didn't get quick switch, but now, before we move on to a listener question, and I want to invite any of our viewers that are watching right now, if you have any listener questions, we'll answer a couple if you have any. I just want to kind of do an overview of Power of the Primes thus far from the first and second waves. How are we feeling about the line? Do we like the direction? Do we like the quality? Are we happy with the line, how it's going? Or are we unhappy? You know, I kind of want to talk about that real quick. Rick, what do you feel about Power of the Prime? So are you liking what you see? I know you don't have everything yet, but
no, but I like the character selection. I like the idea of the Pretenders being shells again. I never thought we'd see that again.
Right? I really didn't care at first, but now that I have all of them, I'm like, I kind of dig these little guys. They're kind of awesome.
Yeah, I just wish they would be bigger.
Yeah,
you know, like they just don't look right to me in that scale. But yeah. I understand, like that was a really cool way of bringing them back into the fold. I think the character selection lately has been great. I'm really happy with the characters they're choosing, not just the regular combiners, but extending that idea out and making Alita 1 and Chromia and all those guys and giving them that combiner feature too. I'm less excited about characters such as Jazz being a combiner. But I'll take it.
Well, at least it keeps him in line with the Combiner Wars guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a
combiner on my shelf. But I'm curious. All right, well, if they're going in this fashion and they're choosing these particular characters for Power of the Primes for the next chapter in the saga, what direction are they going to go in, and what characters are we going to see? So are they heading towards Micromasters? Are they heading towards some kind of Action Master reinvention type thing for that smaller price point? I would love to see Action Masters or Micromasters brought back for that smaller price point. Maybe they're mini-cons and they're Micromaster characters, but they have mini-con ports and they just slap into the larger figures.
If they go Action Masters, I'm probably done. I'll put that out on the limb right now. I'm probably done with the mainline stuff.
You know, Action Masters, but the characters obviously transform.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, if they go Micromasters, and can bring back Micromasters again, I'd be all for that. I dig the Micromasters. It's one of the reasons why during Armada, I was really more of a fan of the Mini-Cons more than anything, because Mini-Cons were kind of like the evolution of Micromasters to me. I kind of miss those, you know, like a multi-pack of four Micromasters or, you know, two combined Micromasters. I miss that. Or a Micromaster base. I'd like to see those come back. And as Power of the Primes goes on, maybe we might see those later in the line. Although, if we were to see those later in the line, I think we would have probably heard about them by now.
Yeah.
So, what's next? Is there going to be... oh, excuse me. Yeah. Is there going to be some... expecting any reveals? I know New York Comic Con or New York Toy Fair didn't reveal a whole lot of Power of the Primes. I know there was like up to wave three or four, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any big surprises left this year.
I mean, Predaking, we're probably going to get late this year around Christmas, I would imagine.
Yeah. You know,
probably seen around August or so.
Just makes me wonder, you know, what's going to be the next, you know, Titan-style figure, you know.
Cross his fingers for Scorponok or Omega.
I got a feeling we'll get an Omega. That's where I think we're going to go.
Yeah. Don, how do you feel about Power of the Primes thus far, and how do you feel about it continuing?
I think Power of the Primes is hitting a lot of good marks. Like, for example, the Optimus and the Rodimus, I think, are, in terms of value at the leader class price point, I think there's a lot more play value in this Power of the Primes, Rodimus and Optimus, than what we got in the Titan Return Optimus. Not saying the Titan Return Optimus was a bad Optimus. I'm just saying, for the equivalent amount,
it was a bad Optimus.
But I think these are a lot more beefy figures, I think, for the same price. I think, Duran, you hit a lot of the good points, is that there is some... it's all structural issues. There's some tabbing that's not taking place. You've got one connector point on the Jet Brothers. You've got Dino. You've got Volcanicus. I like the name, but he definitely does have some structural issues as well. But again, you're also looking at a mass-produced product. I think so far both Wave 1 and 2 has been very solid. I think Jazz suffers from being a Wave 1 figure. I think this is a prime example, no pun intended, of being a Wave 1 figure. It's like anyone that has Jazz knows that these legs are transforming the exact opposite of the way they should to get back into car mode or to get back into robot mode with the way they open up. It's just the exact opposite of what you would expect. The main thing I have a problem with, and it's not really Hasbro's fault to this degree, but it's the distribution, is absolutely terrible. Now, again, that involves stores and involves online, so there's that. But it's just impossible to find.
I know a lot of people are getting theirs, or a lot of people are finding some in stores. I got all of mine from Capture Prey.
Yeah, it's,
but
I wound up having a really good coupon code and got the Voyagers, the Three Legends, and the Deluxes off eBay because they had a really good coupon code, and I wound up basically paying halfway between Walmart and Toys R Us prices, but I got the whole wave. So except for Starscream from Wave One, because you know I was tired of looking, I was tired of not finding anything. I was just tired of staring at the same empty peg hooks at my Target for 2 months in a row. So I think they've got the sculpting, I think, is really good. Again, it's always not going to be, it's going to never be enough paint, but that I've learned, you know, we've all learned to live with that. I think the figures are pretty well built for mass market figures, but there are some structural problems. There is some flexing of plastic. There's some thinness, but again, you have to kind of accept that with a mass market product.
Well, the Dinobots, they do look good, and somebody mentioned in the live chat earlier that they really dig the gold paint inside of the clear plastic.
Yeah,
it does look good.
That was a really great decorating feat, I think, to recapture that same look. Without it being a way that it would all scrape off during transformation and stuff like that. I think the Starscream also suffers from being a Wave 1 toy because it just does not look. The
proportions are all wrong.
It's like it's the same thing with Sludge. The proportions are all wrong on it, yeah.
But for a centerpiece of a combining robot, the torso mode should not be the best looking of the three. And in Starscream's case, it actually is. The only downside is that with Power of the Primes apparently only being wave four ways before leading into War for Cybertron, we're not getting more Decepticons to put with Starscream. We're not getting more female Autobots to put with Alita 1. There may be a plan to rectify this in War for Cybertron, maybe repaints as case fillers down the road. I know we're getting Retgar from the Groove mold as a
Wolverine. I thought that was a joke. I thought that was like an April Fool joke.
The last thing I saw, it was actually legit.
Yeah, I thought that was legit too.
I took it as an April Fool joke. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I just hope they look at and they see that, yeah, for the play pattern, yeah, you can stick a Dinobot in on Alita 1, but I really don't want to. So there's that. Other than just whatever we see at San Diego,
aren't they like repainting Slash into Cindersaur?
Yeah.
I kind of want that.
So, overall, I think the line is really good. I think both Titans Return, well, actually, the whole trilogy has been solid all throughout. Each line has its problems, but I do think they've all succeeded. Like I'm not a big Pretender fan, but I do like the way that we did get Pretenders as the small. That when people that do like Pretenders got them, but it's not an intrusive gimmick like a Mini-Con. And like you were saying, I'm tired of Mini-Cons. If I see another Mini-Con again, I will be happy. Now they might even – I'm sorry.
And I want more.
And I just – now, if they include Micromasters with Mini-Con port, I know there's a fine line on the differences. The problem is with Mini-Cons – you had so many figures that just were. It's like the construction. Some of the construction equipment. The robot mode was basically the shovel on one arm, the top of the thing on the other, and had chicken legs. It's just. It's like you you made a bunch of vehicles and then try to get a robot mode out of them, and you just picked the first thing that was there. I mean, again, I'm just tired of micro. I'm tired of mini cons. If we get micromasters, I want them to be a, because see, we are doing some really great things with these legend class price points at $9. I think we can get some really good micromasters at the $5 price point. That's not just fold the legs back, fold the hood back, and the arms come up. You know, what I call the tailgate transformation.
You can have some articulation there.
Yeah, you can have some
because articulation. Because it doesn't, it really doesn't add anything to the mold if you add like a ball joint to like an arm. You know, it's not, there's no pin, it's just a ball joint, snap it on.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's like some of the mini cons were really good. Like there's one called Stakeout that is a police car that snaps in half, folds down the middle,
yeah,
and the arms come out, which is a really interesting transformation. If we can get a little more mass and maybe copy some of those transformations in Micromasters, that'd be fine. It's just I don't want to see a whole bunch of mini cons come back. If that's the next thing, if we get Action Masters, the Action Masters are going to have to do something to be a transformer. Like, so, I mean, they could be really poseable. When I think of Action Masters in today's thing, I keep thinking of them being like inner pretender robots, just more designed to look more like the character, but they have like really stupid looking vehicle modes to get that look of the character versus being some kind of transformer.
I don't know about you, but back in the day, I viewed Action Masters as the death knell of Transformers, at least for that period of time.
I do too. I mean, even the Optimus Prime and the Megatron, I've got on a shelf, and I can't remember the last time I've even touched them. They're just sitting on a shelf getting dirty.
I understand why some people love them, but I also realize that a lot of those people that love the Action Masters also love G.I. Joe. Yeah. And they're really heavy into G.I. Joe, and I'm not. Primarily like Transformers, and I want my Transformers to transform, not just their gun. Right. You know,
So basically, I like what they've done for Power of the Primes. I hate the distribution. I hate some of the QC issues we're running into. I love that they're getting these nostalgic characters like Pretenders back into the line for those that like it. But I don't like the lack of forethought as it looks now on getting enough characters to complete these sets without mixing and matching ones that don't work. But again, that's just me as a collector, not the target audience.
I agree.
Dream character you want in the next war for Cybertron.
Not really a dream character, but I do want to get more than meets the eye Wheeljack in his like cargo van mode. I want to get Bumblebee in his little hover thing mode, Jazz in his little zoop-de-doo car mode, whatever you would call that, zoop-de-doo. I would like to see
a hoopty.
I would like to see Optimus Prime get his battle mode from the first issue of the comic as a war for cyber. Basically, he's a battle platform instead of a truck or something. It won't happen because Prime is always some kind of vehicle, I know. But that'd be kind of cool that he's basically just a battle platform is what his mode is. I would like to, if it's going to be the G1 More Than Meets the Eye cast pre-launch, as well, you know, for both Autobots and Decepticons, I want to see real Tetra Jets. For all the problems Impossible Toys has had when they existed, at least they tried to give us an actual, honest to God, More Than Meets the Eye Tetra Jet. And that's the closest I think we've gotten to getting the three-parter, you know, those. You know, that's what I want to see is, you know, these, if it's going to be a lot of G1 characters reimagined, I want to see these Cybertronian modes that we did get to see early on. Maybe if they pick the Constructicons, I know in Secret of Omega Supreme they had Earth modes, which didn't really make a lot of sense in silhouette, but it was, you know, it was season two. Some things didn't work since season two. But if they do Constructicons again, I like to see like Cybertronian modes. If we get an Omega, I would like to see Omega, slightly revamped for being on Cybertron. Defcon.
He asked for one character, Don.
I know.
I just asked for like one name, dude. Well, and you're like reading the whole roster of 85, 84.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Duran.
Okay, Defcon would be my number one
Defcon.
Choice.
Oh, my God.
Defcon's a good choice. I like Defcon.
Okay. All right. Defcon's a good choice. Duran's Day, what about you?
Deathsaurus.
Okay.
I think he needs some love here in the U.S. We've gotten Sky Shadow. We've gotten Overlord now. I think Deathsaurus would be a good one to bring over here.
You know what they could do to kill two birds with one stone? I don't think Deathsaurus would fly as a name.
Well, they call him Deathsaurus or something other.
Right. But they could do a Deathsaurus toy. But call him Cryotech, because they might still have the name to Cryotech from the Fun Pub.
Well, they did use Deathsaurus here already. The Leozak, Lyokaiser gift set.
Oh, that's right.
The Skylinks retool.
You're right. I forgot about that.
But, I mean, I want a proper Deathsaurus. I want one that, I mean, it would be nice if he had his Breastmasters. But I don't expect him to, if that makes any sense, because I mean, look at what we've got so far. You know, we've got combining Dinobots and, Power Masters that don't really have Power Masters and Headmasters that shouldn't be Headmasters. So I kind of don't expect him to have, the double Breastmaster gimmick, but as long as he's like the, and I think he would be really well too in today's climate, because you've got, you know, movies like Pacific Rim and you know, Godzilla's, you know, just as popular now as he ever has been, you know, a kaiju transformer that's like this badass leader in the franchise. You know, I think it would work well. So that would be my pick if I had to throw out one name.
You know, that just, you know what that made me think of? What we need is a leader class that Decepticon figure, like the combining Rodimus, Optimus, and Optimus Primal. I know you have that, you know, repainted Rodimus Prime, but we need that, like, you know, like that G1 Megatron that fits into the T-Rex. You know, we need something like that, but for Decepticons. Mm. You know, it's like the construction worker Megatron, a drill that fits into the larger Megatron body.
Well, you could do a Megatron Galvatron kind of thing.
It's not
quite what they're looking for, but you could do a G1 Megatron, and he could fold up like a reverse Breastmaster and go in the back. And maybe the tank top would fill in the Galvatron chest, and he would be upgraded. It's still an upgrade. You're just going from one leader to a more powerful leader, even though you're crazier than a basket full of nuts.
You nailed it. You nailed it. You nailed it, Tom. You nailed it. Great show, everyone. Good night. We just got to end it there.
Actually, I think we do need to wrap. I think a lot of people dropped off because of the lag, and I do apologize for that. Hopefully in the coming weeks it will not be an issue, but as such, we got to go with what we've got. The only alternative is to just pre-record and upload at a later date, and sometimes that's just not feasible with the cast availability. But if you do love what we do, check us out on our Patreon page at patreon.com/TFYLP. Every little bit helps. And right now every little bit is going toward the new broadcast computer build. So that helps as Rick is playing with his dinosaurs and their sudden but inevitable betrayals. Also, join us on our Twitter account at TFYLP. Follow us on there. You can interact with us. All the latest information about TFYLP usually goes up on Twitter first. You know, if we agree on a topic or something, usually you will hear about it on the Twitter account first. So I can't state how important our Twitter account is to TFYLP. And also important to us is our discussion group on the Facebook.com/groups/TFYLP. That's where the most activity goes on. We have a lot of people on there, and it's quite active. So join us there. Love to hear from all of our fans. You know, all the latest episodes are posted, linked on the Facebook group, and you can actually talk about each episode on there, what you know, things that you agreed with, things you didn't necessarily agree with. We want to hear them. You know, that's what this fandom is about. We want to hear everybody's opinions and thoughts on things. You guys have any closing thoughts?
I want to see some characters from like Cybertron, Energon, and Armada show up. You know,
I think it will happen because we're getting to the point where
Crumple Zone.
I think we're getting to where some of those the people that would be really interested in those, they're getting old enough now to have disposable incomes. I'm sad that Jack wasn't able to join back in. He had some Skype issues, but you know, he would have been perfect for that demographic. You know, yeah. So
I want a Crumple Zone. I want a, you know, I want a hot shot. You know what I'm saying? I want a Sideways. You know, he's a minion of Unicron. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Psh, I don't know.
What you don't?
The one thing I'm gonna say is again, everybody, as you're out and about going to the Toys R Us's, keep in mind what these people are going through, losing their jobs, and they're not getting a severance package for various legal reasons. I just feel like I need to bring this up because I've you know, heard of a few things, and people at my local Toys R Us, I said they've overheard people say things like, you know, wow, I thought this stuff would be a lot cheaper than this. You know, with them going out of business, it's like that's not the attitude you need to have. So, again, just everybody remember as you go out and as you're bargain hunting, keep these folks in mind. Be polite. Be respectful. And try to show a little empathy because they're all going through a lot of crap right now that they don't need to be going through. And I'm just trying to make sure that we listen to the better angels of our nature during this time that with what they're going through.
Well said.
Absolutely.
You're here.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this week on TFYLP. We'll see you next time for Rick Alvarez and Headmaster Don. I'm Duran, and also Jack. He was here briefly, so we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Hi, all.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of tftalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@tfylp.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.